The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us
home. Bessie could still remember, like it was yesterday. She watched her husband, Oliver, kneeling the church and praying.
That was what she had been hoping for. Still she was so surprised. Was that a glow upon his face, or just the tears in her eyes? He'd always been a quiet man. Everyone saw the change, reaching to take a stranger's hand, asking to know their name. Sunday mornings they'd be in church, and after the pastor prayed, year after year with a voice so dear, Bessie would hear him say, "This is where I met Jesus. Oh, I heard him calling my name. Oh, I was so glad to meet him. Oh, he was so glad I came.
He was gone so soon.
Then one night when she walked into the room, Bessie could hear him say,
"This is where I met Jesus. I heard him calling my name. I was so glad to meet him. Oh, he was so glad I came. This is where I met Jesus. I heard him calling my name. I was so glad to meet him.
One day, yeah,
one day you'll do the same. Oh, oh, oh.
Hallelujah. Lift up your Bibles. Lift up your Bibles. Bibles. Everybody, lift it higher than your head. If you have it on your iPad, lift your iPad up. Your phone, lift it up high. I hope the Bible, your phone has Bible and only good things as well. All right, let's take our song together. Ready, go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I have a wonderful treasure.
Thank you for the journey of life, that it is so risky to travel without your word, but we are grateful to you that we have your word to travel along with us. We are asking you to be gracious to us and bless our time, bless our hour, bless your word, bless your people as we share your word and be glorified in every life. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's a joy to be here and a privilege that we can come and approach the word of God. Amen. The word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right. So, here we are to carry on with the word of God. And I want to welcome everybody. And like the fresh breeze sang, I pray that this will be a place where somebody will meet Jesus. Can I have an amen? Amen. This will be a place where somebody will meet the Lord and their lives will be transformed. Amen. It's a joy and a beautiful thing to be here on Sunday serving the Lord and loving Him in church. Amen. And last week, I'm going to be quite brief this morning because there are several things. I think one or two announcements before I proceed with the word. The non-Ghanaian meeting is next week. I thought it was today, so I said it in the insurance service that we're meeting today. Sorry, it's next week. So if they come, somebody has to tell them that Bishop also makes mistakes. Okay? Let's graduation after and water baptism. Bible says that those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. So you have to believe. I know you believe, but you need to be baptized. Go into the water. Say amen. All right, fantastic. Reverend Paz is going to meet the university students on holidays and SHS graduates as well. And I think BEC starts tomorrow. So you're going to pray for all BEC candidates as well. Amen. Nobody here will fail. And they will qualify for the best schools in the country, like Wesley Girls and St. Augustine's. And maybe in Fancy Pim, and then is this a Presec? Okay, we'll take it like that. What other schools are you believing your children to go to, all the young people? Achimota. All right. Huh? Kimbu. Hey. What a shock. Good. So, somebody's going to have a scholarship to go abroad even. I tell you. Hallelujah. Right. So last week, I shared with us on types of hearts that we must have. And we started off by looking at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Can we all look at it now? Proverbs 4 from the King James Version, and look at other versions. So if you are in the church, join me, read it out loud and clear with me. Ready, go. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. Let's read from another version, NLT. Yeah, very good. Please, and when I say read, I mean everybody should join us and read together. Ready, go. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Amen. Can I have another version there? Message Bible. Please join me and let's read together. One more time. Ready, go. Keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Now, let's look at the Amplified. I'm sure. Okay, NASB. Amplified. Okay, Amplified. Let's go. Ready, go. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Amen. The Amplified is very beautiful. All right. The Amplified. Keep the Amplified there. It says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard. Above all that you guard. That means that you are guarding many things. You are guarding your wallets. One time we went to Nigeria, several years ago, I don't know, maybe 10 years, 7 years, 8 years, when armed robbers attacked us. 12 years, you were there. Reverend Louise was there. Rosemary, you were there as well. Right, with Bishop and several of the bishops of the church. And we're in a room upstairs in the church, our church in Lagos, when we heard gunshots. And people started screaming that armed robbers had come to the compound of the church. Come and see diving in the room. Everybody was diving everywhere in the room. Hey, we are about 16 or 17, maybe 20. Diving everywhere. My secretary abandoned me completely. She was, that one, each man for himself, God for us all. I tell you, diving is what everybody under the tables and so on, but one thing that shocked me, I hope this man is not listening. Bishop Richard in London. When we were all hiding and dodging, he started looking for it because he had just arrived from London with pounds in his wallet. He said, where can I hide my wallet? He was trying to hide. I said, hey, when we are hiding our lives, you are hiding your wallet. In other words, you can kill me, but you cannot take my wallet. What a shock. I tell you, he was guarding the wallet. With all vigilance. What a shock. So there are many things that we guard, isn't it? But above all, guard your hearts. For out of it flow springs of life. Ah, Doc, good to see you. Hallelujah. So you see, your life starts from your heart. Say, my life starts from my heart. Mama, do you believe it? Your life, how your life will turn out, depends on the condition of your heart. Your blood flow, the way the things run in your body, physical body, depends on the condition of your heart. If your heart is pumping regularly, then your life is going on. If there's clog, if there's something wrong somewhere, then it affects the flow. And affects your life. So life starts from the hearts. So the condition of your heart spiritually will determine how your life will turn out. Can I have an amen? If you keep unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart, your life will be full of poison. Am I talking to anybody here? If somebody hurts you and offends you and upsets you, the intention is to affect the condition of your heart. Now, if you keep that unforgiveness in your heart, then poison is coming out of your life. Your life becomes so you are not free. You are not yourself. You cannot really give out the best of your life because the source of your life is poisoned by somebody's unforgiveness. Someone say, preach, Bishop, preach. Are you still in church? So you got to guard your heart. Amen. It's what Jesus who said that out of the heart comes every evil thing you can imagine, which is adultery, fornication, stealing, murder. It all comes from the heart. Are you there? And then it's also, if it is goodness, good water, every good thing also comes from the heart. So that is the center of your life. What a word. Amen. Ask your neighbor, what is in your heart? Ask him, what is in your heart? Hold a shoulder and shake him and ask him, what is in your heart? Are there good things in your heart? Ask, is there bitterness in your heart? Ask him or her, is there bitterness? Is there unforgiveness? Has somebody annoyed you? Ask him, is there lust? Is there evil? What is in your heart? Is there greed? I say, ask your neighbor, what is in your heart? Ask her. Hallelujah. May God purify our hearts. Amen. May God work on our hearts. May our hearts be sanctified. May our hearts be pure. May good water come out of our hearts. May blessings emanate from our hearts. Shout yes, somebody. Are you still here? The devil wants to poison your hearts, but God is not going to allow it. And you must not allow it. You must have security guards who are guarding your heart. When evil knocks, when unforgiveness knocks, say, no, you cannot enter. I will not allow you. Amen. When lust knocks, say, no, you cannot enter. When love enters, so come on, come inside and rest there. May good things come out of your heart. Shout amen. So last week we talked about the time. We talked first of all about having an encouraging heart. Amen. You need to have an encouraging heart. Your heart must be an encouraging, you must have an encouraging life. Bible says that when everybody was discouraged and people were throwing stones at David and distraught that things were not working out for them because they are going to do what is right. They've gone to war. They've gone to do a center meeting. They've gone to have, and when they came, there were so many issues and problems. And the Bible says that, they all planned. They took stones to stone David, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. Can I have an amen? David encouraged himself. So you must learn how to encourage yourself. Can I have an amen? The next thing I want to talk about is having an optimistic heart. Shout amen. You see, I need you. Last week I was talking about some of the things that make us often give up. Sometimes we are very depressed. Depression leads to discouragement, can lead to depression, and depression can lead to suicide. Are you there? And I've known near suicide people who are near, they have thought about it. Let me end my life. Let me kill. It's of no worth because nothing seems to be working for you. Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. When hope is pushed away, when things don't work the way you expect, when you seem to see things, I mean, you're almost there and you never get there. You thought you are just about to get a job and the job eludes you and then it goes on. You thought you are just about to get married and that beloved never comes up. You thought you are just about to travel and something messes up the travel. And sometimes you seem to, every time looks at the hope is being deferred. Bible says that hope deferred make the heart sick. When your hope is deferred, when hope never comes up, when what you thought will happen never happens, it makes your heart sick. And it can drive you to a point of getting despondent, getting so discouraged that you don't even think it's worth living. Am I talking to anybody here? There are some people who feel that for you, your destiny is terrible. Nothing would ever work in your life. There are some people who have even thought about, look, you see, sometimes what happens is that when you are discouraged and you don't talk to the right people or the right person, you even get more discouraged. I'm telling you, some people are good at discouraging other people. Are you still there? When you are discouraged, when you are down, when you are depressed, find the right source of person and talk to the person. Can I have an amen? Talk to the right person. And do not just, talk to anybody at all you meet. And again, don't keep to yourself. That is a dangerous thing. To be a person who keeps me, I don't talk to anybody, I keep to myself. Keeping to yourself, is the Bible says that, woe to him that walks alone. Amen. Woe to him. Put that scripture up there. Woe to him that walks alone. In the church, in life. Never, Bible says, woe to him that... No, where is the scripture? Woe to him that walks alone. No, it's not Isaiah. It's Ecclesiastes. Quickly. Now it says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Again, it's also in another part of the Bible. But this is... Yeah. For if they fall, verse 9, all right, two are better than one. And it's not talking about marriage. Okay. It's talking about life. Wow. Say amen. Amen. Because not everybody may be married, but still two are always better than one. Right. So you need to have a friend in life. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he had none. He had not another to help him up. May God give you good friends. You should have shouted amen. May God give you trustworthy people that you can depend on, you can call on. When you are pick your phone, there's somebody whose name has been among their favorite numbers. Then you can call this number and you know a person will speak some encouraging words to you. Say amen. Amen. Right. So I'm talking today about optimistic hearts. Hallelujah. God wants you to have an optimistic person. Amen. Because again, the way the life and society is, the news you hear, the people that come around all the time, the thing that happened in our lives, it's easy to be pessimistic. It's easy to think that, Angela, are you there? It's easy to think that, that is how it is. That is how it will be. But I need for you to change your heart and become optimistic. What a word. Expect great things from God. Lift your hand and say, I expect great things from God. Oh, you're not saying that could be. Say, I expect great things from God. Do you expect God to give you a house to live in? Do you expect God to give you a car to drive? Do you expect God to give you a good marriage? Say, I'm expecting great things from God. Hallelujah. And God is going to do it. I said, God is going to do it. You have children. You have good jobs. Your life will work. Brightness will come into your life. New days will come. Expect great things from God. Hallelujah. got to be an optimistic person. Don't be negative. Amen. Don't be pessimistic. Don't tell yourself that I don't know what it will ever work. Tell yourself, as long as God is alive, God is in my life, God is involved in my life, and life will work out better for me. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
How many of you are still in church? You've got to have a believing heart. To develop be an optimistic person or have an optimistic, you have to have a believing heart. Romans chapter 10. Very short message, and I'll be ending. But I'm preaching. Tell anybody, the man is talking to you. I don't want anybody to walk out of here with tears in your eyes. Don't walk out of church with your head down. Walk out of here dancing and shouting. Walk out of here with expectation. Telling yourself that this week is going to work out. This month of June, I'm going to be blessed. I'm expecting great things from God. Shout yeah! Are you expecting great things from God? Students going to write exam. I expect you to pass and pass well. As I expect you to pass and pass well. Are you expecting to have a happy marriage? As I expecting a happy marriage? I cannot hear you. Are you expecting a happy marriage? Are you expecting a good job? Are you expecting a good contract? Are you expecting your percentage to work? May it happen as you believe in Jesus' name. It will happen. It will happen. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. The Bible says, let's all read it. It's a familiar scripture. And read it out loud and clear. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. That God had raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be. Listen, he said that if you shall believe in your heart, your salvation comes by believing. Amen. You are saved by believing. I say you are saved by believing. Amen. Verse 10. What does verse 10 say? Let's all read on. Ready, go. For unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. So believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. You can say, Lord, I believe. And say, Lord, it's going to happen by faith. I believe that it will happen. I believe that things are going to work out. I believe this church will work. I believe this church shall be filled. I believe your sentence shall be filled. I believe God will bless your life. I believe it and I confess it. Amen. I believe you shall be healed. As I believe you shall be healed. That sickness will not kill you. I rebuke that sickness in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Do you believe? I said, do you believe? Do you believe your home shall be beautiful? Do you believe your children shall turn out well? Do you believe your marriage shall be good? Do you believe you shall prosper? Do you believe God shall keep you healthy and strong? Say, I believe. Come on, shout, I believe. Am I speaking to believers? Are there believers here in this church? You are not going to end as a pauper. You are not going to end as a beggar. You are not going to end in disaster and shame. God will take away shame from your life. God will take disgrace from your life. Say, I believe. Are you still here? What a word. What a word. What a word. Are there believers here? When I look at you, I see brightness in your face. When I look at you, I see the glory of God upon you. I see your light shining brighter and brighter. I see favor on your life. I see the hand of God resting upon you. You are not a failure. I say you are not a failure. God is on your side. What a word. Hallelujah. You've got to have a believing heart. When you're going to the interview, tell yourself, I believe I've got a job. I believe I've got a job. I believe in my heart I've got a job. When you're going to write the exam, tell yourself, I believe I am an A+ student. I will get A+ by the grace of God. I believe it. I will pass and pass well. You've got to believe in your heart. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. tell yourself, I'm going to have children. I'm going to get married. I'm going to be happily married. Things are working in my life. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. You go for the visa, just say, I'll get the visa by the grace of God. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe that I'm going to drive a nice car. May God prosper you as you believe God and take God at his word. Bible says, let man be a liar and let God be true. May God be true to you. May God's word come to pass in your life. May God's word rule in your life. What a way. Number two, you might develop a faithful heart. Amen. A faithful heart. Heart that is constant and reliable. Amen.
Amen.
A heart that is what? Constant and reliable. And loyal. Steady in allegiance and affection. Amen. That is faithful hearts. Loyal, constant, reliable, steady. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 8. Nehemiah chapter 9. We're going to have communion this morning. I tell you, this communion we're going to have is going to bring new life into somebody's life. Did you believe it? Thank you, Jesus. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 8. And foundest his heart faithful before thee, and made us a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzites, and the Jebusite, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and has performed thy words, for thou art righteous. Now, Bible is talking about the fact that God found Abraham, Isaac, and all of them, found this man faithful in his heart. Amen. Found him loyal. Found him constant. Found him dependable. Can you be depended on? Can anybody depend on you? Can anybody count on you? Amen. Is your heart steady? You find a lover. Do you love the lover? What a shock. Ask your neighbor, is your heart steady? Is your heart steady? Ask her. Steady heart. Steady heart. Huh? Brother, you have a steady heart. You saw this fair lady, you like her. And you saw a dark one, you also like her. You saw a short one, you like her. You saw a dark one, you like her. You saw a short, you saw a tall one. Is your heart steady? It's a good message I'm preaching. Are you still in church? Sister, is your heart steady? Most sisters' hearts are steady than men. Isn't it? Listen, you're saying yes. What a shock. May God give us steady hearts. Say amen. A steady heart tells you that, look, this sinner, this person I'm marrying, he's nobody now. But as we get along, things will change. He will get nicer and better. He'll be more. Am I talking to anybody here? You will not find a ready-made man. Young lady, you will not get a ready-made man. The one is walking around, take it like that. And have a steady heart towards him. And believe God that things is going to get nicer and better and richer and blessed. Shout amen. Don't look for a ready-made man. I'm saying it again. Today, that brother, the coat he's wearing is from Cantamanto. Don't worry. Take him like that. The right as you keep on moving on. Be steady. Things are going to change. I said, things are going to change. He's going to get better and nicer. Amen. Loyal hearts. Steady hearts. Firm hearts. Amen. I said, amen. I mean, one day when we invested, I remember one gentleman was going to propose to a lady. And then, true story, that brother is my friend. Now he was going to propose to a lady. So he started making moves here and there. And then the lady asked, you know, those days, the lady asked him, so you, where do you spend your long vacation holidays? He said, I go to, is it Troubledom? You know Troubledom? That's where he goes for holidays. Then I said, I thought you go to London. I'll see you later. What a shock. So if you were someone who goes for holidays in London, you go to Troubledom. What a shock.
Those days,
it was important where you spend your holidays. Are you still there? No. Kibizongo, that's where you live. What a shock. But you see, I've seen people also, their lives have turned around as time has gone by. Amen. Things have changed. I always tell you, when I was getting married, the shoes I bought, it was 4 cedis from Kantamanto. I went to Kantamanto and bought the shoe and used sponge and omo to wash the under shine. And then I put Vaseline under it. So when I kneel down, it will be shining. But it was from Kantamanto. But as the time has gone by, I cannot buy shoes from London. I see your life changing in the name of Jesus. Shout amen, somebody. As somebody shout amen. Where you are is not where you will be forever. Things are going to change. Today you may be down here. Though your beginning is small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Shout amen. I see increase coming on your life. I see promotion coming on your life. I see the blessing of God coming upon your life. Amen. You're not going to remain like that forever. Hallelujah. The stove I used for my marriage, when I got married, the stove I had was a fifth-hand stove. Somebody used it and gave it to somebody and gave it to somebody and gave it to somebody, and I was the fifth owner. But bless God, my wife said, I love you like that. May somebody like you the way you are. Because you're not going to remain as you're going to get better and nicer. Shout amen. And as time went by, I was able to buy brand new stove, cooker. And I added a microwave. If they challenge me, I'll add a dishwasher. That if you know what it is. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Brothers, are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, are you coming along with me? You've got to have a steady heart. And tell her, my heart is firm and steady. Nothing can move my heart. I love her. I love him. There are some men, when they marry, and their wife start giving birth, and their wife's shape change, and they begin to look at other girls. Should I preach? Should I preach this one too? Should I say this one too?
Yeah.
Sit down and stop talking to me. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Some brother, they complain about your wife's food so much. You compare your wife's food to your mother's food. Your mother has cooked for 60 years. Your wife is not on her way. Give her time. Her food will get better and better and better as the time goes by. Every lady shout hallelujah. Don't compare your wife to your former girlfriend. Why didn't you marry that girlfriend then? If that girlfriend is nicer. I'm preaching. Don't compare your wife to your mother. Your wife is your wife, not your mother. Don't compare your wife to other girls around. Your wife is your wife. I'm preaching. May your heart be steady. I say, may your heart be steady. Next point. I'm preaching. If you're going to develop an optimistic heart, you must be purposeful. Have a purposeful heart. Daniel chapter 1. And verse number 8. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Amen. He must have a purposeful heart, means have a heart full of determination. Amen. Have a heart full of what? I didn't hear you. Full of what? Determined to do well. Determined to excel. Determined to succeed in what you are doing. Daniel had a purposeful heart. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Determined. Tell you, go to tell yourself that I am determined to succeed. I will never, even when you are tired, tell yourself, me, I'll never stop serving God, going to church, praying, seeking the face of God, studying. I will never stop. I am determined to do well. Amen. Say amen. Let the waters come high. Let the wind blow. You've got to determine in your heart. Daniel was purposeful. I'm telling you. Purposeful. If you write an exam, don't do well. Write again. Determine that me, I will do well. I'm going to go through this. I will go through this by the grace of God. I am determined. I am determined. I am determined. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And the next point, develop an established heart. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. But not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Amen. Not with meats which have no profit, which have not profited them that have occupied therein. Amen. You have to have an established heart. Your heart must be established. If this is your church, be established in the church. Say amen. Amen. Be established. This is home for me. And this is going to be my home. And I'm going to be coming. I'm going to pay my tithes. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to be a Basenta leader. I'm going to join something. I'm going to join the hymn choir. I'm going to join the Allos. You got to have an established heart. Amen. I said amen. It is good that the heart is established. When something is established, it's not easy to destroy it because it has become the planting of the Lord. Amen. It becomes the planting of the Lord. I pray for everybody sitting here today that this morning, as we come to the Lord's table, as we come to eat the bread and drink the wine, God will give us an optimistic heart. Amen. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
A heart that is established. Amen. Amen. God will give us a heart that is loyal. God will give us a heart that believes what God has said. Look, when I look at you, I see grace written on your face. I see grace written upon you. Where others have failed, you will not fail. They may oppose you, but God will make you more than a conqueror. They may stand in your way, but I see victory coming to somebody here. Stay established. Stay established. 1,000 will fall to your right, 10,000 to your left, but because you're established, you'll be standing at the end of the day. Shout amen. Are you still here? Today, we are going to eat the bread and drink the wine. And I'm going to challenge everybody here today. You see, and I'm going to show you some scriptures as we come to the Lord's table. But I want you to know this morning that I don't know how you walked into church. I know your condition that you were in as you came into church today. But God is saying that, tell yourself, I am optimistic that life is going to turn out good for me.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen. I am up to, nobody under the sound of my voice shall walk unemployed forever. Do you hear what I say? You shall not walk depressed. I rebuke the spirit of depression. I drive it out of your life in Jesus' name. May God establish your heart. May God establish your heart. May you be firm and rooted. May the glory of God be seen in your life. May people look at you laughing and say, why are you laughing? Say, because I know my Saturday is coming. My day of blessing is coming. My day of testimony is coming. In this month of June, may you experience what you have never experienced before. In this month of June, may you embrace your miracle. May you embrace a testimony. May something that has never happened happen in your life. May you experience great visitation of God in your life. May you be up to telling yourself that this, by the end of this month, I will have a testimony. Stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift your two hands up high. Lift your two hands up high and talk to God. Tell God, Lord, I'm determined. I am determined. Nobody can discourage me.
Yes.
Nobody can stop me from becoming what you want me to become.
Yes,
lift your hands and talk to God.
Oh, yes.
Say, Lord, my heart is established.
Oh,
I have a determined heart.
Yes,
my heart is firm and rooted.
Yes.
Nothing can move me from
Lord.
Your place.
You
lift your hands,
Lord.
Everyone.
In the name of Jesus, come on, give us a determined heart in the name of Jesus. Kamado Simri Kamahanda, Rekaluzu Kamatanea, Palure Kamri Samahanea. Oh God, help us, oh God. Help us to be determined. Help us to stand firm in the name of Jesus. Kamre Zikamandelebea, Imbro Kamasuki Mahanea. In Jesus' name.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Somebody to your left or right, and for 1 minute I want you to pray. Say, Lord, give my brother a believing heart.
Yes, Lord.
Give her an established heart.
Yes, Lord.
Give her a heart that is firm and rooted in you.
Yes, Lord.
Give her a loyal heart.
Yes, Lord.
Let nothing move him out of his place. Begin to pray right now.
Ebele ko bre samahade le medeya simi kapalo ni makimanda ya Oh Lord, we pray for a determined heart, oh God. We pray for an established heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Kayama Sombre Kamadaha and Billy Kamo Simiaha. We ask for a believing heart, oh God. Remakuria la Kamada. Izumrika don the meleya. Zilio Kamra no Makande. Zimutoka Maika Lamanda. Zemakoma Kimrele Kamande Maya. Veloria Makunde Meleya.
Thank you, Jesus. Every head bowed, every
eye closed. Thank you, Jesus.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. Wherever you are here today, before we come to the Lord's table, you are here this Sunday morning.
Yes, Lord.
Give a heart somebody invited to come to you.
Yes, Lord.
Give a loyal heart.
Yes, Lord.
You're not sure you're born again. You don't know what they call it.
Oh Lord, we pray for a determined heart, oh God. We pray for an established heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Kayama Somele Kamadaha and Billy Kamo Simiaha. We ask for a believing heart, oh God. Remakuria la Kamada. Izumrika don the Medea. Filio Kamra Numa Kande. Zimutoka Maika Lamanda.
I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand quickly. Quickly, I see your hand. Lift it up. Don't look at anybody. You lift your hand up. Lift your hand up today. I want to pray for you and then we can have communion. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. I pray for every one of them. Be the Lord and the Savior of their lives. Make them brand new people. Now, if you have lifted your hand up, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me now. Come. Come quickly. Come from the back. Come. Come.
Happy day.
Come all the way.
Jesus was.
Come all the way.
My sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray. Sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray, and every joy sing every day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Everybody, close your eyes with me. There are some people standing here. You have not taken God so seriously. But today, you want to say, Lord, I want to take you seriously. You're standing in the congregation. You want to say, Bishop, today, I want to take God very seriously. I want to serve God with all my heart. You're standing there. I want you to come and join us in the frontier. Come quickly, because I want to pray for you. Just come. Walk through the crowd and come quickly. Come now. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting. Clap your hand for them as they're coming. Just come all the way. All the way. It's a special day for you. God wants to save you. God wants to turn your life around. Come all the way. All the way. All the way. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. God bless you. God bless you. There's yet somebody standing there who ought to come and he has not come. Just take the step and come now. Come now. I'm waiting for you. Come now, quickly. Clap for them as they come. Come now.
Watch and pray. And live with joy. Sing every day. Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Close your eyes, lift your two hands up high in front. As I lead you in prayer, I want you to make this your prayer. The whole church, join us as you pray. Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
this Sunday morning,
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus
as my Lord and Savior.
Wash away my sins.
Make me a brand new person.
I am determined to follow you.
I am determined to serve you.
Today,
you are my Savior.
I am your child.
Today,
I give my whole life to you.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
From today,
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer.
From this moment,
I am born again.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Why don't you clap your hands for all these wonderful people who are turning over their life to Christ today? Amen. What a blessing. We bless God for your lives. Amen. And I want all of you, we're going to talk to you and give you a little book as a present and also bring your communion to them. So please make sure that they have communion as well. So I want you all to follow our pastors who are standing there. They will talk to you, give you a little book as a present, and then you'll come back shortly. Go this way. Can you go this way?
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing.
Cannot fit
when Jesus washed my sins away.
Hallelujah. Can we have a communion in front here? Right. Communion. Can you bring the communion? Right. Now keep standing. We are going to have the communion in a minute or two. Alright. The Bible says the Lord Jesus, the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, took it and said, broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you." I want you to understand something very important. Please let some of them sit out there because the room is too small for them, okay? The newcomers, the hall is too small. All right. Father, we ask you to bless these elements, bless the bread and bless the wine, and everyone that shall eat this bread and drink this wine, may they experience great help and great breakthroughs for their lives, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, please take the bread and wine, hold it in your hand. I'm going to give you instructions before you eat it.
Brothers, sisters, we are one. Have just begun in the spirit. We are young and will live forever. Sons of God, hear his holy word. Gather round the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shout together to the Lord, who has promised our reward. Happiness a hundredfold, and we'll live forever. Sons of holy word, gather around the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Now the Bible says in Psalm 80 verse 5, Bible calls a type of bread, calls it bread of tears. In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20, the Bible calls a type of bread, the bread of adversity. And also in Psalm 127 verse 2, the Bible calls a type, hello, what's happening? In Psalm 107 verse 2, Bible calls a type of bread the bread of sorrows. Are you there? And then in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 17, we also have the bread of wickedness, bread of tears, bread of adversity, bread of sorrow, bread of wickedness. But the bread you hold in your hand is a bread of life. May this bread of life you eat replace every adversity in your life. May it replace every sorrow in your life. May it replace every wickedness in your life. May it replace every pain in your life. May this bread you eat bring life to you. May this bread of life bring healing to you. May this bread bring restoration to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we sanctify this bread. Let it indeed be your body. Bless everyone and bring healing and strength to us. We eat it in the name of Jesus. Say the body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Shall we eat it together? Who has not been served yet? All the side. Is it finished? Where are the ashes? The bread cannot be finished. Who has not been served? Can I see your hand? You have not been served. From the choristers all to the three bays. All right, they'll bring it to you before you close. All right. Take the wine, lift your wine up. If you don't have the wine, you don't have bread yet, wait. If you don't have the wine, don't drink the wine before the bread. Bread will come. But lift up your wine. Bible calls this cup a cup of blessing. We have a cup of tea. We have a cup of a glass of beer. As people drink, we also have a cup of blessing. You hold in your heart and hands a cup of blessing. May this cup bring blessing to your life. May this cup bring healing to you. May this cup bring longevity to you. May this cup bring establishment to your life. May this cup of blessing open doors for you. May this cup of blessing bring deliverance to you. May the month of June be a good month for you. May the month of be an enjoyable month for you. May sickness be far away from you. May accidents be far away from you. May disaster and trouble be far away from you. May wickedness never come near your dwelling place. May your home be protected from armed robbers, from wicked people, from evil plans. May every purpose in your heart come to pass. As you drink this wine, may the blood speak on your behalf. May the blood speak on your behalf. May the blood cancel every verdict of the enemy. May the blood nullify every hold of Satan. May the blood extend your days and extend your life. May you enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Shall we drink it together? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's receive a prayer from the bishop before we sit. Just a prayer.
For your blessing. May God visit you this week. every arm, any monkey in the spirit, any chimpanzee in the spirit, any gorilla in the spirit, which is seen stronger than you and seem to have embraced you, I will not let you go. This week, this moment, I declare you are set free from that monkey. In the name of Jesus. Now, whatever seems like an impossibility to you becomes possible now in the name of Jesus. I declare you are covered and delivered from armed robbers, from bad news, from evil tidings. In Jesus' name, you will not break your leg this week.
Yes.
You will not cut off your leg this week.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, grace abounds to you.
Yes.
Receive the spirit of grace.
Yes.
Receive the spirit of grace. Receive the spirit of grace.
I receive it.
Receive the spirit of grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you couldn't do when you were younger, younger than you are now, you couldn't do it. Receive the grace to do it now at this age. In Jesus' name. Now, I see a mountain. A mountain that has been standing before you for some time. But I see you climbing over the mountain coolly. Receive the grace to climb over that mountain. Jesus' mighty name. Lift your hand and thank God for victory over every mountain.
Hallelujah. 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 Korabashakaba Nordoboshi. Vandorodoboshakaba Loriale. Randorodoboshiki Bradabos. Jibaba Baba Cabrando Fambandariane. Father, thank you for victory. Thank you that this prophetic word, you receive them for our lives. In Jesus' name, everybody shouted amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord.